You're listening to Indiana for the Bold, a podcast by the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Here at the IDC, we like to say that bold is in our DNA. On today's episode, my co-host Selena Scardina is joined by a living testament to that statement. Marissa Andretti is part of the globally renowned Andretti Global Team and Family. In today's episode, Marissa and Selena will chat about the legacy of the Andretti family in the world of auto sports and how Marissa got involved. Selena and Marissa will also talk about some of the sustainability and diversity initiatives that Andretti is pushing forward through their race series like Extreme E. Just last year, Andretti Global announced that they were moving their Universal Motorsports headquarters to none other than Fishers, Indiana. Today's episode is one that I'm truly excited about. Let's dive right in.
We're so excited today to be with Marissa Andretti. You all know the name Andretti, but now we're going to learn more about Marissa's past, what she's currently doing in the organization, and this incredible group called Andretti Global, and what their trajectory is and where they're heading right here from Indiana. So welcome, Marissa. We're very happy to have you here.
Hello. Thank you so much. Appreciate being here and being included. So thank you.
So most folks around the world and in Indiana are familiar with Andretti. The name is synonymous with racing, but there's so much more to that. We thought this would be a great time to talk with you, given that this is our month and in time of mobility. We're running a great campaign now highlighting those areas of mobility and the future of mobility here in Indiana around Indiana for the Bold. We are the Economic Development Organization, and your organization has done so much for the sport itself of racing, but also for the economy here in Indiana. So as we jump into this, we'd love to hear about first, Marissa, where you grew up, how you were exposed to this great idea of mobility and racing. You have a family that's synonymous around the globe with this, but let's learn more about you, your great expertise in marketing, what you're doing in the organization. So you weren't born in Indiana, were you?
No, born and raised in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, actually. My whole family is there except for my dad, Michael, who's here in Indy. And, you know, really, we, although born and raised in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, we have always been coming to Indiana at least once a month our entire lives for the month of May, specifically surrounding the Indianapolis 500. So it's always been a second home to us. And we, well, my dad actually made the official move here a handful of years ago once he took over full ownership. And then I myself moved here now going on almost 10 years ago. So I love it and I'm super happy to be here. It's a, it's an incredible state and I mean, truly an area that fosters that entrepreneurial spirit. So I love it personally.
That's wonderful. I had the chance to meet not only your father, but your grandfather. And what is it like to be able to grow up near the racing industry? You had some choices in where you wanted to study, but did you decide to study more motorsports or did you take more of a marketing focus? I'd love to know why you made the decisions and then how that led to your position today at Andretti Global.
I have always wanted to be a part of the family business. So, you know, grew up always trying to take off time from school or wherever I was going to be able to go to the racetrack, honestly. Just kind of normal in our lives. It's something where, you know, I went to school to study business and double minored in marketing and sports management with the idea and the dream to eventually make the move to Indiana and Indianapolis to, you know, truly make it a long-term thing once I made that move. So it's always been my dream to be a part of that family business. And now, you know, going on almost 10 years, it's kind of crazy how time has flown. But it, you know, it's something where I started actually in the activations area. So working with all of our sponsors as well as operations, just on all sorts of logistics pieces with our team. And then kind of grew into working on the branding initiatives and marketing initiatives as well. And I have then worked into where I am today, which is also being managing director of Andretti Technologies. So our innovation and R&D arm of the company, as well as serving as vice president of Andretti Global. So with that, I work on all of our different racing series on the commercial side. And I also head up all of our sustainability initiatives as well as our charitable initiatives.
Oh, so that's a very full plate. And we'll get to just in a minute around all the sustainability pieces, which I don't know if they're as familiar to Andretti. Mm-hmm. And I'd love for the audience to know more about that. But specifically, not too long ago, you announced from Andretti Global to bring your corporate headquarters here to Indiana in Fishers. Now, you could have gone anywhere around the world. You chose Indiana, and that's extremely exciting. So what has been your role in designing and leading this headquarters and the campus? I know I've talked to you personally about some of the growth there. It looks like it's going to be phenomenal. So tell us a little bit about that, the vision.
We are so excited. So we are, we're currently in about 86,000 square feet. And for our phase one of our new facility, we are going to be moving into just under 400,000 square feet. So with that, it is to house what we're calling all of our current racing series. So just to kind of back up for a moment for background, for those of you who may not know, as of today, we are involved in IndyCar, in Indy Next, so the latter series before you go professional, as well as IMSA and sports car racing and additional expansion there with Wayne Taylor Racing. And then we're also involved in Supercopa out of New Mexico with Michelle Jourdain. And then Australian Supercars under the Walkinshaw Andretti United umbrella. And then what some are a little bit more familiar with in your world with Formula E, of course, and then Extreme E as well, which we can chat on later. But ultimately, all of our current racing series will be housed under one roof, and we will continue to have our headquarters in the UK as well and continuing to expand there. But ultimately, for our new headquarters here in Fishers, we are planning to open up and be able to move in Q1 of 2025. And with that, we want to be able to make our campus a true destination. So a lot of, you know, event hosting for our employees and their families, as well as our partners and the community. And we have a lot of fun things on the docket for our plans there. So can't wait to share more. But ultimately, everything going into our new campus, we are essentially blocking our decision making into four key pillars. And one of which is sustainability, which is obviously critical and a key component to our future, but also technology and healthy workplace and then community as well. So we're very excited.
Those are incredible pillars. The idea of community is one that we've talked about before because there is a lot behind the scenes with racing and a lot of the different areas that you talked about. Any vision or thoughts around this idea of community? Any sneak peeks, something you can tell us? Will this be open to the public?
So a portion of our campus actually will be that we're working on. But ultimately, in terms of the event hosting, we have a lot of different areas available in our new space, which we can't wait to be able to share with our partners and the community, as mentioned. But some fun things like race watch parties. Wherever we're racing around the world, morning, noon, and night, we want to bring everybody together to share in that passion and share what's going on in our world with everyone else.
That's incredible that this is going to be something that the public can experience, they can join in, and they can actually share in that love of mobility and racing. Let's talk a little bit about sustainability. That was one of the key pillars that you talked about. Formula E, for those folks that are not familiar with it. How is Formula E different than IndyCar or any other racing? And why would Andretti decide this is an area that they'd like to get more involved in?
Yeah, so Formula E is all electric, open wheel racing in downtown Metro City streets. And we, Andretti, have actually been in the series since inception. We were one of the first calls of which, you know, it was at a time where it was a bit far-fetched, the idea of, you know, that the series had, since it was so grand that, you know, right away my dad, Michael, jumped on board and was like, absolutely, let's press forward. Let's push that innovation. Let's expedite the technology for electric mobility. And that was back in 2014 for, you know, our first season. So we've been in it since day one, going strong and proud to say that we actually won the Drivers World Championship this last season and already won a race this season as well. So we're super pumped about continuing that momentum this season and that strength forward. But ultimately, the series itself continues to push that innovation, push that technology for EVs specifically. And what's incredible with racing, I mean, it's kind of across the board, really, but with Formula E specifically is, you know, to be able to push the technology on the battery side of things. So back in the day with the series, we used to have to actually switch cars completely as a pit stop because the battery wouldn't make it the full go for the race. And now it's, you know, it can make it much further, much faster, much longer and all of the things. And, you know, with that push on the technology side on the racetrack, we've been able to then see it trickle into consumer cars and public transportation and other forms of mobility, just that, you know, the everyday user can see and use. And it's just, it's amazing to be a part of that.
Wow. So 10 years since the inception of Formula E, you're the reigning world champs. I was fortunate enough to see a race in the UK. And I think what was surprising to me is the fan base. There's such a fan base globally. Your races are global. And to see the interest, and what you just said is so important, taking those learnings, the information that you garner, the advancements in the technology, and then applying that to EVs and the consumer has been phenomenal to see that change. So what's interesting also, tell me a little bit, this is probably a little bit of more inside baseball. Tell me a little bit how these cars get transported from one country to another. Like, you take the sustainability cause very seriously around this race. So you'll use different methods of shipping those cars?
Yeah, so that is actually up to the series. So the sanctioning body actually moves the materials around the globe. So from our headquarters in the UK, DHL actually transports it within a small container, you know, for all of the teams across the board. But ultimately with Formula E, they have been net zero since day zero, which is really, really incredible. From a team perspective, I would say we look at all facets of our business and of the operation. So from a sustainability lens. So with that, it means adhering to different certifications and certain standards that we hold ourselves to. So for example, we have our ISO 14001 certification. So that's based on our robust environmental standard that we have been able to set up here in the US as well as in the UK. And then we are very proud to be able to share that in the UK with our Formula E team, we have achieved the third 3-star FIA sustainability accreditation. So with having that third star, it's actually, you know, the most elite that we could have achieved. So we're super proud of that. And we truly take that from our Formula E program and apply it across the board to our diverse racing portfolio, because we want to take all of our key learnings from all of our different series and truly, you know, make us stronger as a whole. So being able to use the FIA 3-star sustainability accreditation as our North Star to, you know, have our standard practices across the line for all of us at Andretti Global. So that's a very key piece of what we do with our new headquarters and how we're looking at things, the way the building ended up being positioned, the materials that go into the building, different plans and programs we have surrounding the campus and things like that that we're super excited about.
That's probably part of the Andretti Global story that not everyone knows. So I'm glad you're sharing that. And now, when is the Formula E circuit start? Are we in the middle of it? Maybe you can tell us of where we're at right now.
Yeah, so we are in, I'd say, maybe like the first quarter of it. So we already raced in Mexico City, as well as Saudi Arabia, which was a doubleheader, which we won. So we were super excited. In March, we'll then be heading to Sao Paulo and Tokyo, and then we'll be heading to Italy, Monaco, Berlin, Shanghai, Portland, and then finish up with a doubleheader in London. So we're super excited.
That's great. So for those that aren't familiar with Formula E, this is something that you definitely should experience. You should watch. This is broadcast, and we can enjoy that. Now, there's another part of your portfolio, which is called Extreme E. I learned a little bit about that, and I was excited to understand that there's also a sanctioning body for that. So maybe you can share with us, what is Extreme E, and how are women involved in Extreme E?
So Extreme E is super cool. So it's our other electric series. It's basically SUV racing in extremely devastated areas around the world negatively affected by global warming. And it's to truly bring awareness to the climate change and promote that sustainability messaging. So, you know, in those remote and damaged environments where we're able to showcase what we do and what's possible in the area. And, you know, it's something where it's really made for digital consumption. You can have some hosting on site, but it is a rarity because it's more so about minimizing that footprint. And when we go into different markets like Saudi or Germany or Sardinia, Italy, it's something where we'll do different legacy programs as a whole to leave the area better off than we found it. So it's a super fun series that we're proud to be involved in. And, you know, what I love about the series specifically is that every single entry has to have a male and a female driver. So with that, you know, one car, two drivers, every entry. And it's incredible because you have the women actually driving the same machine as the men and seeing them perform, which is how it should be. And, you know, truly giving that opportunity. And it's just amazing to see what the women in our sport are able to do when you give them that opportunity and help foster that talent. The series itself is, you know, as mentioned, really about equality, you know, obviously environment and entertainment, as well as e-mobility and, of course, energy as well. And what is pretty wild about that series is that although it's called Extreme E now, next year it's going to transition to Extreme H. So we will be going to hydrogen, which is pretty awesome to add to our diverse racing portfolio, which we're super excited about.
I think that's a piece that individuals may not even know around Extreme E, but then the hydrogen opportunity, and that just falls right into the sustainability piece. Mm-hmm. That's really great listening around this idea of mobility and really why Andretti is taking a leadership role. Is there anything you want to share with us around just the giving back? You mentioned, I think you're involved with the foundation and some of the other areas. What are some of those unknown areas that folks may not think of when they think about all the things Andretti does to either give back or be part of a philanthropic lens?
Appreciate the question. I mean, honestly, across the board with all of our different platforms, we truly just want to make a positive impact on the world. It truly is something where, you know, every decision we make, everything we get into, we just want to make a positive impact on the world through motorsports. And, you know, obviously be competitive as well while doing it because we love to race and, you know, we are racers. So it is something that's fun to be competitive as well.
That's wonderful. You know, Indiana has this heritage and legacy of motorsports, of mobility, and we are now focused on these economies of the future. And you know a lot about that work that we're doing specifically around EVs and semiconductors, life sciences, and other areas. This story in Indiana is inclusive of all things Andretti Global. Anything you want to leave us with in terms of next big innovations, anything that's on the horizon that you think we would be interested to know about, some things that maybe our listeners aren't as connected to, but things that you see day to day in the work that you do building the brand around Andretti Global?
I would say, you know, from our side, we're just going to continue to push that innovation and, you know, continue to push the boundaries on e-mobility in general. I think when thinking for the future, I think we may see a mixture of things. You know, obviously combustion is main at the moment, but I think you're going to see obviously a lot more hybrid, electric, as well as mentioned for hydrogen as well. So I think it'll be a mixture for our future. And I'm excited to see that come to life. And obviously, I think for all of it, there's going to be a heavy lean into AI, of course, and just in general, data analytics and optimization in that regard. Everything we do on a day-to-day, you know, on track day-to-day is really about pushing that performance in ruggedized environments. And, you know, I think it's kind of the second nature to us and like the norm. But then what's pretty cool is being able to expedite the transition to then, you know, be able to trickle down into consumer cars and, as mentioned, for public transportation, which is pretty cool to see happening.
So as we're wrapping up here, Marissa, any key takeaways from our conversation that you want to make sure that individuals hear and they know that's part of the DNA at Andretti Global?
Yeah, I would say, you know, just never stop learning. I think it's absolutely critical to continue to push those boundaries and make sure that you never limit yourself. And, you know, you're open, always open to new possibilities in, you know, not just in technology, but honestly, all areas of your life, I'd say.
That's great advice. Coming from a legacy family, a brand builder in Marissa Andretti, and really this exceptional organization, Andretti Global, that is here building their headquarters in Fishers, Indiana. Thank you so much for being with us today in our podcast. We look forward to your new facility, but learning more and seeing more with the upcoming racing seasons. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
This podcast and great businesses are made in Indiana. IndianaForTheBold.com.